Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning, everybody. It is Amp Radio. I'm Booker with Chelsea and Crystal B. I was just looking online at gas prices, and I'm just infuriated because I haven't been in my car in like 9 days.
I know.
I filled up yesterday.
I did too, Crystal. Yep.
I had a half tank, but I was like, F it. Gas is so cheap. Yep. I'm just going to fill it up all the way.
It's crazy seeing $3 something.
It's like $2.89.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. All right, we've got trending coming up next. Crystal B's got that. What's up?
Tito's vodka and why you're going to want to drink it and not drink it during coronavirus.
Fair enough. That's next on Amp Radio. Yeah. Amp. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. It is trending time and I give you Crystal B.
All right. Tito's vodka is about to be winning during coronavirus, mainly because obviously you can drink in quarantine right now. And they announced that they will be making their very own Tito's hand sanitizer. So
amazing.
It's kind of like since people were trying to make hand sanitizer at home using Tito's vodka and they had to tell everyone like, no, you can't do that because it's not strong enough. They said, you know what? Let us just help everyone out. We will make you Tito's hand sanitizer for you. The bad news is you can't drink it. It's literally just hand sanitizer, but that's pretty awesome. All right, you guys, I have a confession.
What?
The other day I went to the market. I was gloves, the face mask. I did the whole thing. But when I got home, I was in the garage and I was like, well, I don't want to take germs inside because there could be germs on my clothes. So I took off all my clothes right there in the garage, walked in the house butt naked, like went upstairs and showered. Quarantined all my clothes, took it straight to the washer and washed my clothes. So I am not alone in this. It looks like a lot of people are actually doing this and they're scared that germs could be on their clothes. So now doctors are saying that's something that you don't have to worry about, mainly because the spread of coronavirus is person to person. So now I feel like a total jackass because I did that.
But you painted a hell of a visual for us, so thank you.
And just FYI, like where my garage is, I have to walk upstairs. Like there's windows that were fully open that I was like sprinting by. All right, some food news. Because restaurants are having a tough time, Yelp announced a partnership with GoFundMe to give users a fast and simple way to donate to restaurants through Yelp, and the money will go directly to the restaurant. So that's really nice. And there's also a lot of people out of jobs right now, but Pizza Hut announced that they are now hiring 60,000 new employees. You can apply at pizzahut.com. And trending in LA, the LA Clippers owners have made a $400 million deal to purchase the Forum from Madison Square Garden Company. And it looks like the Clippers will move out of Staples Center and play in the Forum once the deal is finalized later this year until their new stadium down the street is built.
How weird is it that the real home of the Lakers was always the Forum? How weird is it that the Clippers are going
to
be there?
It's not so much weird to me. It's more so I'm finally happy they're leaving Staples Center because I grew up with Staples Center.
I knew that was going to be your
answer. Yeah, like I only know Staples Center to be the Lakers' home. That was before my time. So yeah. I could give a crap of where they're going. Just leave Staples Center.
And Kobe also made the Staples Center really the home of the Lakers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Good. I'm happy for it then.
I'm excited to see. And Inglewood is going to be popping because now they have these two arenas right there down the street from each other. I'm Crystal B. And if it's trending, you know, I got you.
Yeah. Nice, everyone.
Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B. Emphasis on Chelsea. It's entertainment time. What do you have?
So the quarantine has officially brought Drake and Rihanna closer together. I love this. So yesterday, they both ended up in DJ Spade's Instagram Live. And like a schoolboy who has a crush, Drake started asking Rihanna ridiculous questions, like if she could help the DJ get a better internet connection. He also made a few Fenty makeup jokes. And then the best, he bugged her about dropping new music, saying, drop R12 now, which he meant R9. But Rihanna, of course, responded perfectly. She said, give Drake some water. And then Drake came back and was just like, okay, like have a bad attitude. And so anyways, Rihanna forever. I still love
that.
They're the best.
They make great music together. They really did.
Cardi B is back with another coronavirus PSA.
Okay.
All right, so she hopped on Instagram wearing a surgical face mask, saying she's upset how differently celebs versus the general public are being treated.
The general public, people that work regular jobs, people that get regular paychecks, they're not getting treated like the ones that up here, like celebrities and everything.
She also says we shouldn't have to pay for the coronavirus test. The government should.
They shouldn't be charging no motherfucking Medicaid, health insurance. None of that shit. This is y'all fault that got in this motherfucking country. A month ago, everybody was saying that it's fine. This shit ain't that serious. Now look.
When did she become the person that has to comment every day on the coronavirus? Seriously, who voted her in charge of this?
Seriously.
You know what? She gives me content, so I'm not mad about it.
We'll give her that. Thank you, Cardi B.
All right, you guys, we have a new TikTok queen.
Hey, yo, famous relative check.
Charlie D'Amelio has become the most popular TikTok user with over, get this, 41.4 million followers.
Jeez.
She's 16 years old and she posted her first video less than a year ago. So that's how quickly you can get famous in less than a year on TikTok. Good for her. Speaking of things that are trending, the new Netflix docuseries Tiger King is all anyone can talk about right now. Well, rumor has it there's a scripted series in the works, and Kate McKinnon of SNL is set to star as Carol Baskin.
Oh my gosh.
CEO of Big Cat Rescue. She's the one who says, hey, you cool cats and kittens. Like, love that line. Apparently, the project has been in development for over a year, but they were like waiting to see how the series did. Obviously, it's killing it, but it's going to, same thing, be based on her feud, Carol's feud with Joe Exotic. So, something to look forward to.
Wait, Chelsea, have you finished it?
Yeah, I finished
it. Oh my gosh. Wow. I have like 4 more episodes left. It's weird, Booker. It is weird.
It gets even weirder, just so you guys know. So get ready. It's good, though. Worth the watch. The royal family has been officially infiltrated by the coronavirus. Prince Charles has been diagnosed. He's 71 years old, so that does put him at a higher risk. And the other scary thing is people are worried about the queen, who's 93. And the last time her and Prince Charles came in contact was a little over a week ago.
Jeez.
They're closely watching the queen's health right now.
Hmm.
Speaking of having the coronavirus, Bachelors Colton Underwood is currently recovering, but he's also releasing an autobiography called The First Time in reference to being the Virgin Bachelor. But I thought this was super interesting. He admits that he struggled with his sexuality his whole life. He says he remembers growing up always questioning if he was gay.
Wow.
But he's never spoken out about it. Obviously, right now he's happily with Cassie, who he met on The Bachelor. But I don't know. I just think it's cool that he's being so vulnerable and open about it.
Sure.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Amp. Booker, Chels, Crystal B on Amp Radio. Let's do the celeb birthdays for today.
It's your birthday.
I love Keira Knightley.
Ooh, she's pretty.
She's so bendy, like Beckham. 34.
Wait, what? Wow. Wait.
She was in that movie, I'm just saying.
You had to get creepy.
Bendy. Mm-hmm.
You could have said something about Pirates of the Caribbean, whatever.
Could have went there.
Her accent.
Could have done that.
Classy.
Great actress.
Danielle Bergosi.
Oh, she's the...
Catch me outside. Catch me outside.
Yes. I secretly kind of love her because she's just so entertaining.
Bad baby. Yes. I think that's her last name. Bergosi. Who knows?
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's her birthday today. Nina Agdal, the model, 27. I'm sure at some point she dated Leonardo DiCaprio.
True.
I think that's the prerequisite for being a model, but whatever. She is 27. And for the musical portion of our segment.
All right.
Do you guys remember up-tempo music? It's been so long since up-tempo music was a thing. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy did it so well. 39 today. Jay Sean. Let's play some down.
I love him.
No need to worry. Baby, are you down, 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 down?
So
yes,
good.
This is so good.
Baby, are you down, 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 down?
We'll wait on this track.
He has a hot accent, too.
Yeah.
39. If you have a birthday today, happy birthday to you. This is Amp Radio.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Booker, Chelsea, and Crystal B on Amp Radio. It's desperate times.
Oh, yeah.
And desperate times call for desperate measures, meaning there are things we probably shouldn't be doing, but we're attempting anyhow. There's some fails. And there's some success stories. Let's start with Crystal B.
I was
really hoping for a fail, but I don't think we got a fail.
Yeah, you didn't. I told you guys I was purchasing dog clippers while intoxicated. At the time, it sounded like a great idea. So they came in the mail. I was putting it off for a few days, but I finally cut my dog's hair yesterday after watching about 13 videos of how to. But I think it came out good. It took me about 2.5 hours to do, which I was not happy about. But I did it, and I love it. Henry loves it. That's what I was most scared of, like, when they came out the door. If he's going to be like, what did you do to our dogs? But he was like, oh, my God, they look so
okay.
cute.
So we have a success with something you probably definitely shouldn't have done. Chelsea, is there something you've done that maybe you should have or shouldn't have?
I randomly yesterday ordered a pair of rollerblades.
Oh, dude.
So I'm going to start doing rollerblading around my neighborhood. So it's not a fail yet. And I'm hoping it's not going to be, but it's probably not the best for me.
I've got the box here. I'm going to go ahead and check. Fail.
That's a fail, Chelsea.
Next to that one.
Also, because Hollywood, the sidewalks are terrible in West Hollywood. So you're asking for it.
I'm about to get a popping booty because it's going to work my booty muscles.
You're about to go to the emergency room with a broken wrist. That's my prediction.
You're getting popped.
Yeah.
Book, Chels, Crystal B on Amp Radio. You guys got a second to feel good with me?
Yes.
So when I say YouTuber, I'm instantly disgusted usually because it's someone making $1 billion for doing something stupid.
Yeah, you're jealous.
That's what it is. It all boils down to jealousy. But today's feels good is a couple of YouTubers. I'll even give their names. Justin Stewart and Andrew Skites. They had a dumb idea back in August. And I'm telling you, it was the dumbest idea of all time. They decided to make a giant fort, but they decided to make their fort out of what? Toilet paper.
They
have ended up with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rolls of toilet paper that they had no idea what to do with. So they said, you know what? People are in need. We're going to give it away. And I've got audio.
Excuse me. Did you guys need any toilet paper?
Why?
We got a ton.
We have a whole bunch. We're giving out for free.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. Do you need some? Yeah.
Yes.
They don't have any.
Yeah, we do.
God, I'm a senior. I don't have any.
Give her some more.
We got you.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
I love how toilet paper can make people's day.
Yeah, God bless.
You never would have thought that TP would make someone's day, huh?
YouTubers done good. That never happened.
I love it. See?
They could do good deeds.
And they live in a $2 million house.
Yep. There it is. And there it is. Thank you, Chelsea. I instantly hate them again.
Yeah. Nice, everyone.
Book, Chels, and That girl, Crystal B, right there. She's Hi. About to give you what's trending in Los Angeles. What's up?
Let's talk strippers, because during coronavirus, strippers still got to
keep...
His voice goes high.
Okay. Strippers still got to keep paying their bills. Even during coronavirus, they are still stripping, but now they are stripping in a digital dance room. So this is actually happening at legendary Magic City in Atlanta. But what's funny is they did one Instagram Live where it was a digital dance room. You pay to get in, and then you get to see all the girls dancing. But Instagram shut them down because you can't show that much nudity on Instagram. Man.
Stupid Instagram.
So they announced that they will have their own site running by Monday. Solutions. All right,
there it is.
Some food news. Popeyes announced that they will be sharing their Netflix password with 1,000 customers that share photos on Twitter with their hashtag.
Where we come from, everyone is family, and families share video streaming accounts.
Fried chicken and two.
Okay, so the kicker there is that the Netflix membership only lasts for a month. But hey, if you don't have Netflix, it's kind of a win. Also, Wendy's is now giving away junior Frosties with every drive-through order.
Nice. Love them.
I'm telling you guys that Tito's Vodka is starting to make their own hand sanitizer, while Anheuser-Busch is also starting to make their own hand sanitizer, and it will be made right here in the San Fernando Valley in Van Nuys. There you go, Booker.
Nice. I may work there part-time. Why not?
Yes. Pick us up some.
And trending in LA.
You win.
This teacher in Burbank, her name is Miss Seal. She started delivering supplies to those in need since the schools closed.
They mostly deliver in person, and a lot of times it's to older people who don't have social media. So it's somebody on their street or somebody in their family who have reached out.
You can find her on Facebook or the Nextdoor app, which we all love, under Andrea Seal to donate. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Yeah. Booker, Chelsea, and Crystal B on Amp Radio. It is entertainment time. Chelsea, is anything happening?
Yes, lots is happening. So how long should you be dating someone before you quarantine together?
Ooh.
What do you guys think? There's a number, a month, a week, years.
No, new sex is fun. Whatever. Go with a week.
I'd say three months. 3 months.
Really?
Okay,
no,
yeah.
Just go for it. Hell.
Well, for Demi Lovato, it's 2 weeks. That's how long her and her new boyfriend have been dating. He's an actor on Young and the Restless. He's even been serenading her while in quarantine.
I wrote a song for all the things you do. It was cold, yellow.
And how long for Ariana Grande to quarantine with her new lover? About 2 months, hearing she's off the market, you guys.
Wow.
She's quarantining and dating real estate agent Dalton Gomez. He literally looks like a young Pete Davidson.
Oh,
like a
geez.
young Pete Davidson.
Really?
All right, here's a feel-good story. Taylor Swift gave $3,000 to a fan who posted on Tumblr about her financial struggles amid the coronavirus. She just up and Venmoed her, and the fan showed the receipts that Taylor had Venmoed her. How
nice.
Cool is that?
Sweet.
Other celebs giving back. Kylie Jenner is giving 1 million of her billion to help get the coronavirus under control. And this story is really random because I haven't reported on him in a while, but Jussie Smollett is back on social media. He posted his first post in 9 months. He said he hopes everyone is staying safe amid the coronavirus pandemic. He also posted a video of him singing.
Hello, lonely street. I keep reaching towards the dream.
And in the caption, he made an interesting joke. He said, quarantine day 421, which I think he's referring to the fact that he's been in hiding since being accused of staging a now notorious hate crime against himself.
As he should be.
So that was a bold joke to make right there.
Mm.
And Cardi B is back with another coronavirus PSA. She hopped on Instagram wearing a surgical face mask, saying she's upset how differently celebs versus the general public are being treated.
The general public, people that work regular jobs, people that get regular paychecks, they're not getting treated like the ones that appear, like celebrities and everything.
I love it.
Keep the content coming. I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Yeah. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal B on Amp Radio. I've seen a lot of videos on TikTok and various different places of people really getting creative. What are you guys doing that's creative, that's killing time? Crystal B, start with you.
aside from drinking and becoming a borderline alcoholic, Legos.
I think we're all doing that.
Yeah. Legos.
Legos. So
nice.
Henry and I had bought these Legos a long time ago, and we just never did them. And we found them over the weekend. And guess what we made first?
Something for your dog.
No. We made Legos of my dog.
Oh my gosh. I knew look it was it. On theme.
Look at.
She's showing it to me.
That's both of them. Can you guys Jesus, see this?
That is boredom times 100.
Look at how cute they are.
Oh my God. Well,
so they look great.
Chels, I don't know how you're going to beat that one, but I wish you luck. Go ahead. What are you doing to kill time? What are you doing that's creative to kill time?
I went down a hole in like interior design on Pinterest. And so I have this vision of wallpapering just one of my walls in my kitchen. And so I ordered this like kind of stupid expensive wallpaper. Mm-hmm. I've never wallpapered in my entire life, so I don't know who I think I am, but I text my landlord today not thinking about it. I'm like, hey, just like, heads up, this is cool that I wallpaper the wall, right? And he's like, not really, but like, we can discuss, like, I don't even know if I can do it now. And I'm like, aww. Dang it.
Let me teach you a little saying here, Chels.
What?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
I know.
Okay?
I know, I should
just do it and he'll probably love it.
I'll be like, I thought you said yes. Whoops.
Let me tell you about my time waste. And
what?
First of all, I'm not going to bore everybody to death with my tomatoes and how they're doing. I'm surprised you
Please
guys
don't.
Haven't asked.
Gosh.
But last year, some sort of vermin got into my tomatoes and ate half of my crop. So I found some old fencing and some netting in my shed, and I made little Guantanamo bays that go all around my tomatoes. Each and every plant has its own jail around it now.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And I'm sure a squirrel's just going to jump right over it and jump right in.
What a wild life you live,
yeah,
Booker.
I know.
Wild.
It's exciting over wild. Here. I washed my garage door this morning, okay? I
what?
Swear
Who
to God.
Who even washes the garage door?
Wild.
That's how bored I am, okay? Book Chels Crystal B on Amp Radio, and I noticed that Crystal B has her Dodger hat on today.
So sad.
It made me sad because I got my calendar invite today. I never took it off because we were supposed to be going to opening day.
I still have my tickets. They haven't said what's going to happen to them. So I'm refreshing that email, waiting for them to say, this is the game you get to go to, and nothing.
Let's hope it happens. Let's hope we get a baseball season.
Seriously. Yeah.
The president says we're done by Easter. I don't know if he's consulted with a doctor about this, but maybe this will be over sooner than we think. So
yeah.
I just want baseball season back. I don't know what to do with myself.
Literally. Yeah.
Book Chels Crystal B on Amp Radio. Another day from our homes.
Woohoo.
I think today was Thursday. I saw a funny meme story. Somebody had said, remember Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
What's that?
They're now known as day.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Tomorrow's day, okay?
Another day.
Another day. Kristen Lamone. I miss Kristen so much. She's she's coming in next. We'll see you soon.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.